This week, the second major of the golf season heads to Quail Hollow, home of the Green Mile Finish.
Have you even shot one of these things before?
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Why do I have to be in camouflage so the big bad quail doesn't see me?
PGA Championship Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
I don't even know what the f*** a quail is.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
I know what a quail is.
It's a fun little open.
That is that, you know, Buck did that.
Yeah, I like
Ryan
that.
Ryan Buckley over
yeah.
there.
Hey, look at that.
I
Buck,
always thought.
Buck being a real go-getter.
Yeah. I always thought that Swigard did those.
Yeah.
But apparently I'm wrong about
that. Well, Swigard writes the copy and then sends the copy to our voiceover guy, and then I get that back, and then I put in music and clips.
Nice. So where does the I don't even know what a quail is come from?
It was just a very loose brain association for me between Quail Hollow and the quail hunting scene in Wedding Crashers.
Oh,
so that
okay.
is Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson going out quail hunting, and Owen Wilson doesn't even know what the F a quail looks like.
Well, doesn't everyone know that a quail is some sort of bird, though?
Probably.
I think it's common knowledge, yeah.
You're right.
But do you know what a quail looks like?
I can't say that I do. I picture
got that little thing on their head.
I picture like a pheasant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a baby pheasant,
yeah,
kind of.
It looks like a pheasant.
Yeah, I figure, like, if you told me you were shooting quail, and I had to identify, like, in a police lineup quail, look, there may be some charges because maybe an innocent bird is catching some strays, but I have a rough idea of what I'm shooting at. You know, it's I think I could tell the difference between a pigeon and a quail, but a pheasant and a quail and a dove?
Maybe not.
The dove's
white. Well, I think
white.
You could, because the quail has the, like, he's right. The quail has the little, it's almost like it's going to the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
That little feather.
It's got
out.
A fancy hat.
Yeah, it's got a little feather coming out of its little head.
But I wouldn't know that.
Well, but I think by process of elimination, you know that a pheasant doesn't have that. So you would say,
do
okay.
Do I know the pheasant doesn't have that?
I think you do.
I think the pheasant has long.
And you know a dove doesn't.
A long tail. No, the dove would be the one that I would be most likely to identify. Although, do I think.
Whoa.
Oh boy, my computer's doing it again.
It's going to break. It's going to blow up.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's when it got. You know, it did that.
Oh my God.
Yep.
It did an Odyssey station.
It did this a couple weeks ago.
Did you bring a nuclear football in with you today?
What is happening?
Hard drive not installed.
Oh, it's installed.
That's too bad, because I'm pretty sure your hard drive is installed.
Oh. Remember, like, this was like a couple weeks ago. My
what?
Computer did this. And
Listen.
I don't know.
So the company gives us computers.
Yeah.
We all have laptops.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that's strictly to follow our business.
It's possible.
And mine's so bad and so slow and so old.
Yeah. Yeah.
It shuts down all the time.
I don't even use mine. I just leave it in the locker in case I need it for remotes.
All hell is breaking loose.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Can
you
go on?
You know what? Today, I was doing these little opens in the morning, and I was looking at why my computer was running so slowly, and I pulled it up. It's the surveillance software. It's taken up all the memory.
See?
Well,
huh?
I'm afraid to touch anything until the break, because when this happened last time, it makes panic noises. So we're going to wait till the break to finish the panic noises.
Do we need to send you home for the day?
It's possible.
Are you okay?
My computer may have computer aids.
You don't need a computer.
And then, you know, at that point, I don't know what you do, because I don't think we have an IT guy anymore. Joey's gone.
No, we're going to go ahead and farm that out.
So, worst comes to worst is I just take this and I throw it in the trash, and we start anew.
So, yeah, today's the first day where we have no on-site technical person.
No.
He left.
Yeah.
So, we've farmed out HR and engineering.
Yes. So, basically, you can sexually harass a computer right now with no repercussions whatsoever.
Now, we have not farmed out sales.
Mm-mm.
We have not farmed out our traffic department, but we kind of have because they don't really work in office all that much.
No. We did farm out the actual on-air traffic because that's Victor Saragossa. And he's like down in California.
Yeah,
I think he's
right.
located in the Bay Area, I think.
Yeah. So yeah, because they can never pronounce our streets right.
No.
Occasionally we'll catch from Sacramento.
Yeah.
He's giving us hot couch reports.
An Odyssey station.
And let's see, what else can we farm out? I think we're getting ready to farm out a lot of our voiceover work, which that's already kind of been farmed out, but
sure.
They have company guys now.
Well.
And then, you know, maybe we could farm out local sports talk hosts, you know?
Yeah. Calculon,
Big deal.
Calculon, like 3000, the AI bot seemed to be
Yeah. They do it with DJs.
Yeah.
They've farmed out music station DJs.
Well, if you do, like, Spotify has that where they have, like, DJ Ghost Steve, like Steve Jobs from the grave. Like, he DJs your mood. And it's like, hey, this is your DJ. And then they give you songs.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like Steve Jobs?
No, I just, you know.
You made that up.
Well, Steve Jobs is the inventor of the iPad or iPod.
Well, sure.
So, no, the Spotify
but
has,
they
like,
could do that, though? Like, you could have your DJ. I mean, I know they have the personal DJ thing.
Yeah.
But it could be someone from the beyond.
I would assume, right? I mean, how do they
now
know?
Now you're assuming?
Well, I mean.
Do they have it or
where
not?
Where does that voice come from? I don't know.
Listen, if they can do this with you guys.
All right, welcome back to primetime. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But I first want to start with college football and why. See? I think.
I mean, the AI is coming for all the voices people want anyways.
Yeah,
I
like they the, should be able to.
I like the idea of Steve Jobs DJing my playlist from the grave. Or like, I don't know, anybody. You could have like Dead Elvis. I've always wanted to contact the ghost of Steve McQueen.
Well, there was that big, Coachella hullabaloo when they had the hologram Tupac. You could just bring out holograms and have AIs do the records.
Well, who would you want? Yeah, so you'd want
any act do show up again now.
Who do you want to be your DJ?
Well, I've long been fascinated with the ghost of Steve McQueen because he's the coolest man ever. But I don't know if Steve McQueen's voice would be the best for my DJ. James Earl Jones. Recently deceased. If I could have one guy DJ in my mood, I'd want James Earl Jones.
I'm going to go current pop culture.
Yeah.
You know who I want DJing for me on Spotify?
What you got?
Baby Billy.
Oh, that's, well, he's not dead though.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But he's not.
I thought we were going
beyond. But he's also not a real DJ.
No,
so it's like
that's
you
true.
Could AI. And he's also not going to do it on his own. So.
You could probably get Walton Goggins.
I want Baby Billy to be doing anything.
Baby Billy.
I'm sorry, but Baby Billy might be the best character to come along on television.
Hey,
in
here's,
like
here's your next song now. Here's your next song now.
Get out of here, nerd.
Yeah,
I got time for you. Get.
God.
Dude, the man.
By the way, season finale. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
So don't spoil it.
I won't.
And that's the series finale, too.
It's the whole
thing
ends with this next episode. Yes. I watched it last night.
If there is any justice in this world, I will get a Baby Billy spinoff with Bible Bonkers and Teenjus.
Teenjus. Yeah, Teenjus.
I
not just Teen Jesus. Teenjus.
Teenjus.
Come on.
I want everything Baby Billy in my life.
But well, that's why I chose him as my
Spotify. I just thought we were going, you know. Thought we were going beyond
from the beyond. Maybe what about Freddie Mercury?
That'd be pretty great too.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, and the British voice in general, you know, just it works. Like if I want a DJ, the British accent is going to be the better accent.
I think I'm
going to
go Aussie on you,
Aussie.
Kiwi. Mm. I think it's slightly better than.
Yeah, I understand
English.
Well, maybe a nice Irish brute. Like the bottom line is that was more Scottish. Look, the accent works. If you could have someone from that region DJing again my mood, like giving me Motorhead and like Metallica tunes, let's go. And then you're like downshifting to like Rod Stewart. I mean, come on.
Anyway, what about a partridge? Someone asked. So you'd have the partridge, the quail,
no,
and the pheasant.
I got nothing.
That'd be tough.
I think I have a rough idea of what the pheasant looks like. Because I think I've seen like the stuffed pheasant. But the quail and the partridge and I'm just shooting everything.
So the quail, just go with the little feather on its head.
Mm-hmm.
That's the quail.
I've learned that.
The difference between a pheasant and a partridge, though?
I don't know.
I don't know if I can get that.
On a somewhat related note, I just thought about this because we were talking about birds. Remember I told you that that my son, Iserman, was dating the Nanook of the woods?
Oh, that's a was?
Oh, no. Still,
oh, still is.
Is.
Okay.
Still is.
Pheasants are bigger, and as you said, longer tails.
Longer tails. Yeah, yeah, I remember the pheasant, the long tail. But he's dating this gal who's like calls crows and like buries animals and digs up their bones. It was my daughter's birthday. It's actually today. But so we were kind of doing a thing on the weekend, and he drove down to see his sister for her birthday. And he brought the lady friend with him again.
Mm.
And so we were roaming around the city. She caught a pigeon.
Wow. How'd she do that?
Did she
lure it in with...
No, she just reached down and caught a pigeon. I don't know what to make of this woman. I've never seen anything like it. She's calling crows. She's digging up animal bones. She's eating weeds out of my backyard. And now she's noodling, like going to catch a catfish, but like with a pigeon. We were at that new beer garden over there, like off of 5th. You know, they have all the little they put out a new little zoned off food cart, beer garden thing.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice shop. They got live music out there, and there's like 30 different food carts. It's very nice. So we're sitting there, and we're eating lunch. And, you know, the pigeon is amongst us. Like, the pigeon fears no man. It's just running around. Like, we leave the pigeon alone. The pigeon leaves us alone. And next thing I know, you know, have you ever seen someone when they catch a catfish, they stick their hand out in the hole, but their head's above the water?
Mm-hmm.
So I look, and she's...
Isn't that called noodling?
Noodling, yeah. So she puts her head, like her chin, like on the table, and then her arms just descend below the bench. And I don't really know what's going on. And I was kind of, what is happening? She's like, I'm going to grab a pigeon.
But she's going to do it without looking.
Yeah. And I was like,
it's a no look.
And I was like, excuse me? Next thing I know, there's like a kerfuffle from under the table. You know, you can feel like, yeah, the, like, ah!
Right.
And then she just emerges with a pigeon.
Flapping and flailing.
Yeah. She caught a pigeon.
Wow.
I don't know what to make of what's happening here. I've never seen anything like it other than, yeah, look, she caught a pigeon.
Yeah.
Just
she
to
sure
do
did.
Yeah.
Now, was the pigeon sick, do you think?
No. No, perfectly healthy pigeon.
Because sometimes the sick ones are easy to grab.
No. Perfectly fine.
According to internet.
No.
That's an NLPG. You know what an NLPG is?
What's that?
No look pigeon grab.
No look pigeon grab.
That's what she did.
She's just raw dogging like pigeons? Like what? I'm telling you, there's something going on there. She has some sort of weird natural connection.
She's pigeon lady.
Yeah, pigeon lady. She calling crows. She's grabbing pigeons. Don't know what to make of it.
She's a taxidermist.
Yes. Yeah. She has a bunch of bones. There's a dead bird in my yard. She was fascinated by that. She was like, cause you know, the murder pile. We have like the big hawk that lives above our tree and just dumps dead animals down in the wood pile. She was sifting through that, looking to see if there was anything she could grab.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
If your son ends up dead, I'm no longer looking at you.
No. Right there.
You would have been my first look.
Yeah.
Perhaps this is you throwing us off the scent.
No, she's like the nicest person I've ever met. But
my son is an idiot.
Every time I meet her, something else happens where I'm like, what is going down? I didn't know you just reached down and I assumed that pigeons were smart enough to avoid being grabbed.
I've never really seen anybody grab one.
Nor have I. You're around pigeons all the time.
Especially with the no look.
Yeah, the no look. That's the thing that was impressive. It'd be one thing if you lured the pigeon in with something to eat and then you grabbed it. No.
Although I would say, how many people have tried to ever grab a pigeon? I mean, pigeons, like you say, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like, we've all been around pigeons. Would it be that hard to grab them? She's just actually tried.
I don't know.
Whereas you and I don't care to, so it doesn't matter.
So you're saying right? That you and I can go out tomorrow, like right now?
I'm asking the question. Perhaps it's easier to grab a pigeon than we ever knew because nobody really ever tries to grab pigeons except for people like her.
It's possible.
People of her ilk.
I've never thought that you're right in that I've never thought.
I mean, she just had the balls to do it. And by the way, she didn't even need to see it to do it. Like that tells me that it's not that hard.
Mm.
No. I mean, no offense to her.
Interesting.
Or perhaps she pulled off a one of a billion.
I don't know. I need to know. Who else is out there? Is grabbing pigeons that I would assume grabbing any bird is difficult. I don't think in my mind that's an easy task. And yet she made it look like she did it in between bites of Indian food. She was eating like a shawarma and then was like, hold on, let me catch this pigeon real quick. Oh, here's the pigeon. And then like held the pigeon for a while. And then the pigeon, like she was like, all right, go do your pigeon thing. Pigeon flew away, took off. Gone. And then she went right back to eating Indian food.
According to AI, it is not generally difficult to catch a pigeon.
Really?
Especially if they're weak, injured, or tame. Mm. They're often trusting and maybe attracted to food. See, she probably dropped some food under there. That's what she did.
Can I ask, did she go back to eating the shawarma immediately after handling the pigeon?
No, she was threatening my son with pigeon hands.
I would be too. Or I'd be worried about
those
pigeon
hands. He got creeped out, and so then she said she was going to go wash her hands because it weirded out Iserman.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Of all the things that could weird you out, pigeon hands. We also learned this. Do you know there's like a weird like dead animal store on 23rd?
What does that mean?
So like on 23rd and I don't know. Like you know, 23rd Avenue there about I don't know, right kind of in the middle of it, there's like a store called like Paxton or something.
Paxton Gate.
Yeah, and it just has dead animals. There's like you can buy basically a dead anything. A lot of taxidermy, a lot of bones. There's a human skull that's for sale. You can buy like animals like in like formaldehyde. It's a dead thing store. I don't know why.
How do you get a human skull?
Apparently, well, we've talked about this. You can buy them on the, you know, from like.
But is that on the up and like?
Yeah, you can buy like.
Well, how do you know whose head it is?
Well, you don't. That's the thing.
So then you're not supposed to be buying and selling that.
You can buy. Yeah, you can buy one there. You can buy a human skull.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, is that legal or? Like, what is that? Like, how? What
so
are
the, we talked about you're supposed to sell them for like medical research purposes.
Aren't there some morals to that? Like, well, whose head are you buying?
I don't know. You can go to this place and you can buy a human skull. You can buy a walrus penis. You can buy all kinds of stuff.
Bison jaw?
Yeah. Anything you want.
Octopus?
Yeah. So we stumbled in that, and
piranha is cool.
You've never seen someone so happy. By the way, this was right after we caught the pigeon. This was my weekend. I watched someone catch a pigeon, no look, by the way, and then we stumbled upon this place. Couldn't have been any happier.
Is that the only place that your son will be able to buy her a gift?
It's possible. If she's around for Christmas, I feel like I will be purchasing. Like, what do you get?
That's a big if.
I don't know what you get her other than you go to this place and you buy something.
Paxton Gate. Never heard of it.
Neither did I. We were just wondering.
It looks kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's an interesting store.
Bone dice?
Yeah. Dude, anything that is dead, you can buy there.
So they have six-sided bone die.
Yeah.
They made die out of bones.
Dude, everything. Like, anything you can think of that came from an animal or a human.
It's not that expensive either.
For sale. No, I was surprised. Although some of the stuff, they've got like some of like the big tanned hides and stuff. They got like a zebra hide.
God.
Yeah, it's like $3,000.
They have a human spine for $3,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would someone buy that, you think?
Couldn't tell you.
Keychain?
Serial killer stuff. I don't know.
Well, exciting times.
Yeah.
What a weekend for you.
Unexpected, too. Didn't know they were coming. Surprised me again. Surprised me double with pigeon grabs and then this place. Didn't know this place existed, but it does.
Well, guess what, guys? It is a big night, potentially, for your Portland Trailblazers.
Yes.
Because tonight...
Or a night where everyone goes... Yeah. More than likely, it's going to be the night where everyone goes... Right.
But we all have 2007 in the back of our minds.
Fingers crossed.
Headlines next on The Fan.
Magic Johnson.
What do we got?
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
You weren't
very
listening.
Very successful. Very rich.
I think we have new Trump drops.
Really?
Yeah. Did you hear him today? Or maybe it was yesterday. I don't know.
I know we're getting a new plane.
I already got it. New Air Force One, baby.
Nothing weird about that.
I only get my Trump news from Buck now. He always sends me. He's a big Trumpy. Over there, MAGA.
Well, aren't we all?
Make America great, bitch.
Aren't we all trying to make America great? I mean,
well, his latest was he had the fat shot or
I did hear that
fat
yeah.
shot drug or something.
Yeah, his
fat
friend.
Drug shot.
Apparently, he's got a friend that's a fatty.
Well, that's Elon.
It's on the fat drug.
He's talking about Elon.
Yeah, this is who he's talking about.
Very successful, very rich.
Slurry old. Big night for your Blazers tonight, potentially.
It is. We've got a little draft lottery happening.
The NBA draft lottery
is
tonight.
It's not even tonight. It's like in 30 minutes. 4 o'clock, right?
It's tonight. That's tonight. 30 minutes is tonight.
That's not tonight. That's
this afternoon. It's tonight.
That's afternoon. 4 o'clock is not evening time. I think dinner at 4. That's not even the early bird.
I think there's a difference between tonight and evening.
Is there?
No, I don't know. I'm just
I think this is late.
Spitballing.
I think this is late afternoon.
Late afternoon.
If we're meeting at 4, would you ever tell someone we're meeting tonight? Or this evening?
If I'm meeting at 4?
Meeting at 4. We're meeting later this afternoon.
I also think part of it is the time change because it is this evening in Chicago where it is. And and so it's an evening event, even though for us it is not in the evening.
See, this is interesting because I think there's a way that baseball does it where they have, like, there's obviously a criteria for a day game versus a night game.
Sure.
Right? I don't know what that criteria is, but I'm willing to go off of that to settle this.
Settle the debate?
Well, it's not a debate. I'm not debating you on it.
I'm just merely...
I don't know. No. I'm not sure. I get what you're saying. I would tend to agree,
no.
But how does baseball distinguish between a day game and a night game? Because I normally, in my head, think of 4 p.m. as the beginning of the night games, because that's usually when all the East Coast evening games start. It's 4 p.m. here.
It's a valid point.
So I feel like out west, night starts earlier.
So it's more of where the event is taking place.
I don't know. Again, I'm willing to let MLB settle this.
Okay.
If anybody can find that.
Well, I'm with Buck because this is in Chicago and this is going down. Chicago.
Is Chicago Central?
I would assume Chicago is Central.
So 6 o'clock there, 4 o'clock here.
That's this evening.
You're going to say that is a night?
6 o'clock is a nighttime. 6 o'clock
it is there, yeah. But the question is it here?
That I don't.
You're calling
A. I am willing to defer to the host, the origin city. I'm willing to do that. But in my mind, at 4 o'clock, we're finding out this afternoon.
Here, yeah.
Here.
But I think that 4 p.m. games out west count as night games in baseball.
Don't like it.
And for that, I don't know. I'm just giving them the nod over you, no offense.
Well, I'm waiting for the draft lottery to tell us that we're picking 10th, and then for everyone.
Who's we? Now, are you a Blazer?
Yes!
Are you a Wizard?
Yes!
Are you a Spur?
I'm a Zer!
Are you a Utah Jazz?
I'm a Zer!
You're a Utah, you're Utahian? Utahnan?
Utahnan?
I don't know. What do they call them? Utes?
The two Utes.
What do they call it? Is it a Ute?
It's a Ute, right?
Yeah, but you're a Utahian?
Did you say Utes?
Yeah, two Utes.
You're a Utahnian?
Well, I'm not. I mean, I spent 5 years there, but I wouldn't say that I'm a Utahnian.
Is that what the term is, though?
No, I've never heard anyone say Utahni. No, I've never once heard that term.
Ah, Utahn.
Utahn.
A person from Utah is officially called a Utahn.
Never even heard that. 5 years, never heard that.
While Utahnan was also used, Utahn is the preferred and officially recognized term. The state officially... Wow, look at this! The state officially recognized this designation in a bill passed in 2025. They just figured it out.
Didn't know.
After all these years, Utahn.
I used to always like the term Ute, but if you're a Zuby, which is a BYU guy, maybe you're offended at being called a Ute.
So anyway, could be a big night.
Could be. It won't be, but...
Well, that's not a very good attitude, now is it?
Well, as the resident Zerhonk on this program... My Zers, look, they're not moving up. They did
in 2007.
Yeah, they had more than a 3%, 3.5% chance.
Well, they had a 5% chance. Not that big of a difference.
Yeah, but they had a 5% chance to go from, like, they're not, you're not landing a top three pick.
They had a 5% chance of the number one pick in 2007, and they got it,
yeah.
Jace. Tonight, they have a 3.7% chance of the number one pick. And they're probably going to get it if history
probably
repeats itself.
That's what you say. Probably. It's
coming. I think it's pretty obvious they're going to get it, don't you?
The fix is in for Portland?
Well, they got it once, and so that's got to make you feel good. Like, it could happen.
What's going to happen is San Antonio's going to get it.
I hope so. Oh. Am I not supposed to say that?
This is why you're not a Zer.
I am not
a Zer. This is why we can't count you amongst the faithful.
Well, I would not want to be counted amongst the faithful. I have never been a Blazers fan, never will be a Blazers fan. So you can take me out of that if you care to. Most people have already taken me out of that a long time
That's
ago.
True.
So I don't care if they get it, although I would like to see it. I think it'd be good for our business if they got it.
Yeah.
I think the most interesting landing spot is San Antonio.
Well, it's not even close. If you're saying
Utah would be interesting.
If you're saying, well, you're pairing him with Markkanen, whatever. Dude, if you landed in San Antonio and you paired him with Fox and with, why can't I think of
what's
the,
his name?
What's his name? Stephen Castle from Gonzaga.
Stephon Castle.
Stephon Castle. And then you pair him with Wemby, considering hopefully the blood clots have gone away. And you put Cooper Flagg in there. That's by far the most interesting one. But it's also the one you don't want if you're Portland, because this is another team that you're staring up at for the next 10 years.
Yeah. I think Utah would be interesting because once Ainge gets Flagg, he's going to build an absolute monster team around
him. Yeah, Flags! I mean, they are... what Utah has accumulated does have some sniffs of like what Oklahoma City did.
And it might be all white guys.
Where they just had.
What if Utah builds the first all white championship basketball team?
The all whites.
Now, here's a story or narrative I like. The YouTube chat saying the Blazers will land the number one pick, but then Flagg will announce he's going back to Duke.
Oh my God.
Look, of the teams that you would go back for, it wouldn't be Portland. It'd be Charlotte. Or it'd be Washington or.
Unless, would he want to be in Charlotte because it's a proximity to Duke, or does he even care about that? He's from Maine, so I don't know that it matters.
Yeah, I mean, no one wants to be in Charlotte, and I mean nobody. If you want to talk, you can say what you will about my Zers.
Hey, the PGA Championship's in Charlotte.
Yeah, again, you can say whatever you want about being in Portland or being in Utah or whatever. Dude, there is no place that kills careers quite like Charlotte and Washington. I mean, they are, maybe New Orleans too. I mean, those are death sentences. No one cares. Crappy organizations, never been relevant. I mean, Portland's in a bit of a lull, but I mean, my God, we've been to a Western Conference Finals like this century. I mean, we have in the past had one of the marquee franchises, right? Not marquee, but one of the most stable franchises. I mean, the playoffs for 20 plus years, for God's sakes. What has Charlotte and Washington ever done?
That was a good backtrack.
Yeah, you know. Well, I mean, for a long time, and now it's a little more like...
Yeah, no, they've been a good franchise.
They've been a good franchise.
Generally.
So if you're talking about if you're Cooper Flagg and you don't want to go somewhere, you want to pull an Eli Manning, I would assume one and two is Charlotte or Washington. Take your pick.
So Utah has a 14% chance along with Washington and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Then it's the Pelicans at 12.5%. This is of landing the number one pick.
Yeah.
The Sixers, 10.5%. That's sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn, 9%. Raptors, 7.5%. My Spurs, 6%. Suns, which I think goes to Houston, perhaps?
I believe you're correct.
3.8%. Blazers, 3.7%. Dallas Mavericks, 1.8%. I don't think anyone would want to see him go there.
No.
Okay. Bulls, 1.7%. Kings, 0.8%. And your Atlanta Hawks, 0.7%.
Yeah. So, I mean, and look, it's not just about the number one overall pick. You know, if you ended up with a top four pick, I think you'd be very excited. Now, chances are you're going to end up, you know, back there in the back half of the lottery, somewhere around that 10 slot. And if that happens, you're either getting a developmental guy or, you know, you're drafting someone without a huge upside, but maybe can come in and be a role player or contributor. So
listen, I'm holding out hope for the number one pick. Okay. That's why we're all here. If the Blazers are not picking 10 to 14, mm-hmm. so if you, they're going to announce 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. If you, by the time they announce 10,
yeah.
if the Blazers are not in there, bro,
yeah.
they're in the top four.
Yeah, and then buckle up.
And then buckle up and then with your seatbelt.
And then everything gets really, really interesting. And yeah, sorry.
Idiot.
Castle, UConn, I was thinking of Suggs down in Orlando that went to Gonzaga.
All right, more on the NBA draft lottery. Also in headlines, we have some scheduling news out of the NFL. Coming up. On the Fan, here's Buck. All right, tonight's the draft lottery. Or wait, this afternoon. Wait, this evening. Wait. We don't know.
15 minutes, and then they'll start making picks, like what, 410, 415-ish? Because they got
the Blazers.
Hullabaloo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got to do the whole thing.
Tumani Kamara on hand.
The Blazers will be represented by Tumani Kamara of your Portland Trail Blazers.
Yeah, I don't know what that
he
means.
He plays for the team, if you didn't know.
He will be there.
He's a player.
Yeah.
So, you know, odds could have been 14%, but, you know, reasons, whatever. Yeah.
3.7.
So,
see what happens. Again, it's not just about the top pick. I think the top four pick in this draft, you're very excited about.
Who's the number two pick?
Well, it depends. They got Ace Bailey, Ron Harper's kid is up there. Igor, the big tall Russian kid from BYU, is supposedly sniffing around that top five. You know it. It's not just Cooper Flagg.
I think it is.
Well, I mean, obviously he gets billed as the generational talent, but if you don't end up with the number one pick, it doesn't mean that there's not quality players. This is a much better draft than what you had in years past. No offense, but Scoot Henderson, they tried to sell us on a generational player, which is absurd that an undersized guard that doesn't shoot the ball really well was a generational player. That's silly.
I'm going to go to that lake.
So I don't know if anyone here outside of Cooper Flagg is being billed as a generational player, but we are being told by people that actually pay attention to this that this is a much, much better draft than what we had last year. This is the draft that you want the high pick in, which is the one that kind of, I think, makes people a little bit maddening, is last year you were willing to tank. And that netted you Scoot Henderson. And this year, with much better talent, it's you weren't willing to take.
Well, that's what I said. You could have had 14% odds here, but reasons.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You wanted to win those what 10 or 11 in a row, and
Scoot shooting 34% from three.
Yeah,
44% overall.
Well, last year though there was steps in the right direction.
Yeah, better than the year before.
So this is just NBA DraftNet. They have Flag, Harper, the VJ Edcom, the kid out of Baylor, point guard, shooting guard. They have him. Then Ace Bailey, then Jeremiah Fears out of Oklahoma. Trey Johnson. Anyway, that's their top five or six.
Okay.
Con Knipple there at number 10.
Your boy. Number 10. That's where the Blazers are probably going to be.
If you end up number 10,
you're getting Knipple.
You're in that Con Knipple range.
You're getting Knippled.
Igor Demin. He's the big Russian kid out of BYU.
I'm sorry, guys. I have to root for something.
Don't root for Knipple.
I am. I am going to do this.
Don't do that.
I am going to root for the Blazers to get 10. And pick Con Knipple, just so I can sit back and listen to you rail on that pick.
That would be so
for pissed. Hours upon end.
No, that's just.
I want to hear that. Plus, it's easier for me. Just sit back, and let you go, wind you up.
Yes, and yeah. Again, text program correct. Last year, Klingon. The year before that, Scoot. So the 2 years that you bottomed out, you got Klingon and Scoot. And no offense to either one of them, they're not difference makers. They're just not. And this year's draft, supposedly, there's difference makers in the top five, and you weren't willing to go do it. So
you're a hater.
And I swear to God, if they draft Con Knipple, I will put my head through a wall.
Yeah, and then you'll come on the air and
then I will come
rip on it for 2 hours.
Yes.
Perfect.
The slow, flat-footed kid that can't finish at the rim in college and is not going to be able to defend anyone and is going to struggle to get a shot off against NBA defenders. Yeah, let's draft that guy. Please don't.
All right, so we continue headlines next with some NFL scheduling notes. And there is support growing for a 16-team college football playoff.
Well, we know it's going to expand.
Yeah.
Just by how much?
Playoffs!
That's coming up on The Fan. All right, while we wait to learn where your Blazers will be picking in the NBA draft, we will talk about other headlines, including the NFL releasing some schedule nuggies on us. And yes, there will be more. You're going to have to turn on your mic if you want anybody to hear you. I can hear you. But
and more coming tomorrow.
Yes, there will be more tomorrow. Actually, most of them will be on Wednesday. Big schedule releases on Wednesday.
Tomorrow is what, the international dates?
Well, they already know those, though. I mean, it's so weird because they just leak everything.
Yeah.
And people put it out there and you can kind of piece it together. But here's what we know so far. Today they said that the Eagles and Cowboys will be playing in Philly to open the season on Thursday night, September 4th.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Sure. Get Dak back healthy and George Pickens with his first meltdown of the year and, of course, Super Bowl champs, which, you know, the Super Bowl champ usually opens. And usually we get some sort of rematch, but this is good. Cowboys, Eagles, you know, two big brands. Let's go.
The spread is 7, should you want to bet that.
I'm going to wait till we get a little closer and see what happens.
Well, that may be good, may not be good.
Sure.
Because if you like Dallas, I'd take the 7.
Yeah, 7's not a great number right now. I'm just going to go ahead, and that's a put for
you. You don't
me.
Think so?
Nah. Need to know what happens.
I bet closer. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you never know what happens come training camp, and that's a long time out for a future bet. But I will tell you that if Dallas is healthy and Dak is back, you know, Dallas and 7 isn't a terrible number, but this isn't like... That number is not going to come crashing or exploding one way or another.
But if you're in the NFL, 6.5 and 7, it's two very different numbers.
Absolutely.
Because it's a tight market. So if you want to get Dallas, I'd grab now because I think the fans, everybody's going to be all over. Not everybody, but they're a very public bet.
Yeah.
So come game time, I bet you that's lower than 7.
Yeah, I could see that.
Not that I'm going to bet it. But.
I just think that I'm not buying this Dallas crap about like the most balanced offense in the NFL and, you know, the George Pickens thing. It's just an eye roll to me. When Mike Tomlin doesn't want a receiver, be warned. We went through the list of receivers that have left Pittsburgh because of off-field problems. By the way, did you see Tomlin's press conference? You know, because they had the rookie minicamp. I think today is the first day, or is it tomorrow, where everyone's going to be there. But at the end of it, someone finally asked the question. It was one of those weird press conferences where no one wanted to piss Tomlin off. So no one asked the Pickens question until the very end. And Tomlin just went with the, I have nothing to add to what our GM Omar, he said, I have nothing to add to what Omar said. Basically, dude, the dude is a pain in the ass and I'm glad he's gone. So that's Dallas's problem now. But I will say this. We think of Dallas last year, that injury riddled team, and Dak goes down. 2 years ago, Dallas was, you know, Dallas has the potential to be a good team when healthy.
They have real real studs on defense.
Yes.
Maybe short up their offensive line. So, Dak's healthy.
Yeah.
New coach.
So.
Guarantee you that by the start of the season, Dallas will be a hot item because the national media won't shut up about them.
And we remember Philly rolling through the postseason, but, you know, at the beginning of the year last year, you know, Philly was struggling to put teams away.
Well, and you have the hangover angle.
Absolutely.
Super Bowl hangover.
Yep. So, you know, this is going to be one where I think a lot of people right now are jumping on Philly, and I'll just kind of wait and see.
I don't know.
Wait and see.
Friday, the 5th of September in Brazil, we will get Chiefs Chargers.
Yeah. That's fun.
I would go ahead and concur that that is fun.
Yes.
That is indeed fun.
I would, well, one, you know, what is Kansas City, like, I keep waiting for the inevitable. Is there a step back for Kansas City? Think about it. Since Mahomes has been the starter, their, I guess, floor would be the AFC title game. They've never not made the AFC championship game.
I wouldn't bet against them, would you?
No, I wouldn't. But I just kind of keep waiting. That's a very, very tough division now. And I'm excited about what Denver has, and I'm excited about what the Chargers have. Because the Chargers last year, that was kind of a teardown, right? That was a come in, we're going to clean house a little bit, get our books in order, and kind of see what we have. And it was a surprising year. It wasn't that bad. Now we're in year two of Harbaugh, who's won every place he went. I just think that's an exciting division. And as in theory, if the Chargers and the Broncos keep rising up and we got another year of Kelce maybe going backwards, still some offensive line issues that haven't fully been addressed. Do we see Kansas City start to take a step back? And is like a step back for them, like 12 wins? Like, I mean, last year was the first time they had to go on the road for playoff games. So I just think that Chargers in Kansas City, whether it's in Brazil or not, I think that's a fun little matchup.
And then the international games, week 5, Vikings-Browns in London. Week 6, Broncos-Jets in London.
I will tell you right now, there will be no team that I am more tired of having to talk about.
Jets.
That is going to be irrelevant, the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, the Browns. Okay.
That will be nauseating simply because
of Shadur stuff.
Shadur and throw in Dylan Gabriel. And by the way, neither one of them is going to win that job. It's going to be Joe Flacco. I already am sick of Shadur Sanders, and it's not even the kid's fault. Mm.
Can you bet on that? Like, who wins the quarterback job in Cleveland?
I'm sure you can. You can bet on anything. It's going to be.
Those odds.
It'll be Pickett or Flacco. Look, this is the part that the national media that I hate. You don't draft anyone in the 3rd and 5th round to be your starting quarterback. You don't. They have Kenny Pickett. They have Joe Flacco. One of those will probably get jettisoned before the start of camp.
Oh, here they are. Okay, yeah. So Flacco is the odds-on favorite.
Yeah.
He's plus 116.
Yeah.
Followed by Kenny Pickett plus 220. Shadur plus 370 and Dylan Gabriel plus 830.
There is nothing this weekend that was dumber than fans reacting. And I saw this with Shadur Sanders. I saw it with Mason Graham. I saw it with Scataboo. There is nothing dumber. And I'm looking right at you, NFL fan. You're the same idiot that wears shoulder pads to football games, reacting to rookie minicamp highlights, good or bad. Like, Mason Graham apparently now is a fat, out-of-shape loser, and they can't believe Cleveland drafted him. Shadur Sanders is the greatest quarterback of all time. We're making sweeping statements on Jackson. Oh, my. It's rookie minicamp. There's no vets. It's just against bags with rookies. Let all this play out, but it is going to be very hard for Dylan Gabriel or Shadur Sanders to start week one. I'll try to actually find the exact number, but I believe since like in the last 30 years, players drafted in the 3rd round or later to be the week 1 starter, I think there's 2 of them.
Oh, really?
Two or three.
Whoa.
So it's like 1960s.
Do you know off the top of your head who those two are?
Dak was one, although he may, actually, Dak may not have been. I think Dak was a second round pick. So it might have been Russell Wilson. It was
Did
Russ.
Did he get the job right out of
there? Yeah, Russ got the job right. He beat out Matt Flynn, I believe, who was the free agent that they brought in from Green Bay. I'll look it up over the break, but I believe it's Russ, and there's one more. Because I think Dak might have been a second-round pick.
So Desmond Ridder.
Desmond Ridder?
According to AI, but yeah. The AI is not always right.
See, Desmond Ridder was he must have been the week one start. There's not many. So my point is, like, whoever that ended up being, the idea that Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, like, that's who Cleveland's going to go with, no, they're not. You do not draft guys in the third and fifth round to be your starter. Does one of them just blow everyone away? It's possible. Does Joe Flacco's right arm turn to dust? Possible. Does Kenny Pickett have his hands shrink even more? Sure.
Not Ridder. Correct that.
Okay.
It is Russell and Dak.
Dak. Dak was... I couldn't remember where Dak was drafted. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Dak,
he was a fourth round.
He was a fourth round. And then I think if you go back to, like, into the 60s, there's, like, two others. Like, this just is not... This isn't going to happen.
Joe Flacco, huh?
Yeah.
Joe Flacco time in Cleveland.
But we're making this out to be the Cleveland battle between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. And I just...
Well, I'm not.
It will be nauseating. The Cleveland narrative will be... nauseating.
So let's see here. Vikings, Browns, London week 5. Broncos, Jets, London week 6. Rams, Jags, London week 7. Week 10 in Berlin, Falcons, Colts. Week 11 in Madrid, Commies, Dolphins. Week 16, Fox announced a Saturday doubleheader. So this is Saturday, the 20th of December. Eagles visit the Commies and the Packers visit the Bears. So a couple of divisional matchups there. In those games, we up against the first round of the college football playoff.
Yeah. By the way, Dak, fourth round officially. 135th pick.
Yeah. So that's what we know so far.
Some decent international games.
I mean,
you know,
not really.
And you never know, too, because we can think a matchup can be good. And then how many times does that happen?
That's true.
Yeah. We think.
And then you get into the middle of the year. And
but, I mean, of all those games, besides the Fox doubleheader,
mm-hmm.
the three Londons, the Brazil game, Chiefs-Chargers, that's pretty good.
That's tasty.
That should be good.
Yes.
But of the three Londons, Berlin and Madrid, is there, like, what's the best one in there? So, again, Vikings-Browns, Broncos-Jets, no. Rams-Jags, Falcons-Colts, or Commies-Dolphins?
Ugh. Yeah, you know.
Maybe Commies Dolphins?
Yeah, Commies Dolphins could be decent. We'll see if Miami has one more run in them. Would you say Broncos Jets?
Mm-hmm.
If Justin Fields has something in New York, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, we'll see. Anyway, the rest of the schedule comes out on Wednesday. We have growing support for a 16-team college football playoff bracket. What that may look like next on The Fan.